Howdy, folks.
How we doing? I'm glad to be here. I'm here today because I love the guitar. And I made friends with Wayne a few years ago. And pretty professional so far, wouldn't you say? Goodness, I have had the best time today. I really have. I've been sitting over there on the side watching all these great guitar players get up there and made me glad I can write songs. I'll tell you that. Seeing young kids come up here, seeing that 8-year-old Snyder kid come up here and play what he played was just beautiful. I felt like I was 16 again. But I'll sing you some songs that help pay for my house. She was standing at the front door. I came home last night. Good book in her left hand, rolling pin in her right. Said you come home for the last time with whiskey on your breath. You don't listen to my preaching, boy. Have to beat you half to death. Give her just one more last chance before you see we're through. I know I drive you crazy, baby. It's the best that I can do. Just some good old boys are making noise. Ain't running around on you. Give me just one more last chance before you see we're through. This song was inspired by the legendary George Jones. George was known to have taken a drink or two in his day. We got to be great friends. Back in the day when he was really going wild, he married to this woman that tried to get him to quit drinking. She did everything she could. Nothing worked. She tried everything. And finally she said, I'm going to hide all the car keys so he can't take the car and go into the liquor store or beer joint and get hammered. Well, this is a true story that George got the itch for a drink, you know. And he started looking for them car keys all over the house. He couldn't find nothing. Struggling and starting to shake a little bit, went down the garage. There in the garage was the riding lawnmower. Lo and behold, the key was in it. Fired that thing, drove it about 10 miles into a beer joint. The rest is history. Inspired this verse. Well, first she hit my glass. Knows that I can't see. She said you ain't going nowhere, boy, until you spend a little time with me. Well, then the boys called from the honky-tonk, said there's a party going on down here. Well, she might have took my car keys, but she forgot about my old John Deere. Give her just one more last chance before you say we're through. No, I drive you crazy, baby. It's the best that I can do. Just some good old balls are making noise. Ain't running around on you. Give me just one more last chance before you see we're through. Give me just one more last chance before you see we're through. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Heard a lot of good guitar picking today. That was so much fun. We used to, way back in the day, I got my start playing bluegrass music, played in a bunch of different bands. And used to go to the festivals down where I'm from in Oklahoma. That's where I'm from, Oklahoma. It's where the men are men, and so are some of the women. So you got to be careful if you drink. But anyway, I loved it back there where I'm from. Everybody loves where they're from. You guys live in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. Just gorgeous. We don't have a hill this big in the whole state of Oklahoma. I guarantee you. But we can see the weather coming. This song is a song that I wrote some years ago, about 20 plus years ago. And it was after I'd met my current wife, Amy Grant. I'm married to Amy Grant, one of the most beautiful, popular people in the world, Christian singer. And we were doing a TV show together, and she walked in the room, and I'd never met her before, and she smiled at me, and I just was done. You know, I just said, man, that's the most beautiful smile I've ever seen in my whole life. And we did this Christmas TV show together for a couple days, and had a lot of time sitting in makeup chairs just visiting and getting acquainted, and I just found her to be about the kindest person I'd ever met. But what was really beautiful was that smile. That smile just lit the room up, you know, lit the world up. And I came home and I was writing some songs with a friend of mine, and we sat down and started working on a song. He said, what do you want to write songs about today? I said, I want to write a song about Amy Grant's smile. He said, what? He said, do you even know Amy Grant? I said, well, I just met her this last weekend, and she's got a beautiful smile. I thought that would make a magnificent idea for a song. So away we went. We sat down and started writing this song about Amy Grant's smile. We covered that in the first few lines of the song, and we kind of had to make the rest of it up because we didn't know her very good. But anyway, all these years later, the neatest thing happened. I just found out that this song is on the most recent Willie Nelson record. So to have Willie Nelson, one of the greatest songwriters in the whole wide world, record one of my songs has been a great gift at this point in my life. So here's the song. I'll sing it quite a bit higher than Willie. Pretty eyes that shine, lie awake at night, wishing you were mine. I'm standing here holding biggest heartache in town. Whenever you come around, I get weak in the knees and I lose breath. Oh, I try to speak, but the words won't come. I'm so scared to death. And when you smile, that smile, the world turns upside down. Whenever you come around, I feel so. I feel just like a kid. What is it about you makes me keep my feelings hid? I wish I could tell you, but the words can't be found. Whenever you come around, well, I get weak in the knees and I lose breath. Oh, I try to speak, but the words won't come. I'm so scared to death. And when you smile, that smile, the world turns upside down. whenever you come around. I get weak in the knees and I lose my breath. Oh, I try to speak, but the words won't come. I'm so scared to death. When you smile, that smile, the world turns upside down. Whenever you come around. When you smile, that smile, the world turns upside down. Whenever you come. Whenever you come around. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, old Wayne Henderson and I were meant to be friends, I think. We both share a great love for guitars and playing them and all of that, and the beauty of them. I was telling him today that I said, man, I wanted so bad when I was young to be able to use my hands and build stuff, but, man, they're all thumbs. I couldn't install a toilet paper holder in the kitchen if I needed to. You know, just when it comes to anything but playing a guitar, these things, they're worthless, you know. But I want to sing you this song. It's about a guitar. And when I was a young kid, I was moving away from home, and I was 18 years old, and I played a little bit of bluegrass, made a few records, and was dead set on playing music. I wasn't going to go to college, and I knew that. So I got a job and moved away, and I went to Louisville, Kentucky, to play with a group called the Bluegrass Alliance. It's a great bluegrass band that's had some of the greats go through that band, Tony Rice and Sam Bush and a bunch of great people. And you know, it was just one of those kind of training ground bluegrass bands that seemed like everybody had to play with once. And so I was in that band, and I had a nice guitar. I had a newer Martin, like a late 60s, early 70s D-41, and it was just okay, you know. But every good respecting bluegrasser needs a great old D-28 or something, you know, and an old D-18 or something. And I found this pre-war herringbone at a bluegrass festival, and this guy was carrying it around in this case, you know, and it had a sign on it. This was 1975. Said pre-war D-28, $2,500. It might as well have said $2.5 million, you know. And I said, "Sir," I said, "can I see that guitar?" He said, "Yeah, kid." And I pulled it out, and it was just, man, it was immaculate. It's like it'd been under the bed all those years. And he says, "You think you can afford that, kid?" And I said, "Hell no, I can't afford it. But can I play it?" And he said, "Sure, man." So I started playing it, and it just started killing me, you know. So I said, "Would you consider trading?" And he said, "Of course not," you know. We finally worked up a deal, and I traded him my guitar and gave him, I don't know, $1,500, $1,600, whatever. But that money that I gave him for that guitar was every dime I had saved for my future. Every penny that I had made, I spent all of it. I was dead broke, but I had a pre-war D-28, and I was good, you know. So away I went with 30 cents in my pocket and kept that guitar. I still got it after all these years. And this is a story about our friendship. This old guitar and me, Lord, we did the best we could. Already started it wrong. I can see the weather coming. It's going to be bad. I'm an Okie. I can smell that stuff. I'll do it. Well, this old guitar and me. This old guitar and me, in and the things that we've been through. C.F. Martin built it back in 1942. Well, I remember when we met, I was only 17. I spent all my college money on a half a dozen strings. Well, I thought my folks would kill me, but I found out I was wrong. Said your future's written on your face, you sing those traveling songs. So we headed for Kentucky with a suitcase full of dreams, my rough out boots, a few t-shirts, a worn out pair of jeans. This old guitar and me spent a lot of nights alone. Sometimes we'd get lucky and take a barmaid home. One night stands for breakfast, two strangers with the blues. Home was just a highway, we'd roam from town to town. Just me and that old flat top, not caring where we're bound. From Maine to California, the five-piece traveling band, singing songs about the hard times that face the common man. One was born a sinner and one a piece of wood. Well, God sent a wooden angel to guide me on my way. We were meant to be together until my dying day. Well, now my dearest old companion, it lies underneath my bed. Well, our traveling days are over, but the memories fill my head. We settled with my family back in the hills of Tennessee to teach my children's children about this old guitar and me. Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, I moved out to California not long after that and did a bunch of different stuff. Let it rain. Let it pour. It says on the brochure, rain or shine, doesn't it? Should we play on, Brother Wayne?
Yeah.
All right. All righty. Well, like I said, I moved out to California. and went out there with a banjo trying to make it. I don't advise that. Moved to Los Angeles with a banjo. That's not a wise move. Worked for Steve Martin. He was funny. Anyway, started making records out there and spent a lot of time just struggling, you know. Couldn't get one up the charts or on the radio, and then I never thought I'd have a hit. I made those records, but I couldn't prove it because nobody had them. And anyway, lo and behold, this song showed up and allowed me to buy a house I can no longer afford to live in. Ain't life great? I rushed home from work like I always do. I spend my whole day just thinking of you. When I walk through the front door, my whole life has changed. There's nobody answered when I died in a hurricane. A note on the table that told me goodbye. It said you'd grown weary of living a lie. Oh, your love has ended, but mine still remains. Nobody answers when I call your name. Oh, the lonely sound of my voice calling is driving. And just like rain, the tears keep falling. Nobody answers when I call your name. And just like rain, the tears keep falling. Nobody answers when I call your name. Oh, nobody answers when I call your name. Thank you very much. Here's a song I recorded with the great Alison Krauss. You ever want to win a Grammy? Just make a record with her. Whenever I'm feeling lonely, whenever I'm feeling start thinking about my blue-eyed darling, my heart starts pounding beat. Wanna hear that high, lonesome sound, 'cause my sweet baby ain't around. When my life's got me down, wanna hear that high, lonesome sound. When I'm lost in this ocean of darkness, not knowing which way I should turn, and my eyes are filled with sadness, knowing you'll never return. Security? Wanna hear that high, lonesome sound? 'Cause my sweet baby ain't around. When my life's got me down, wanna hear that high, lonesome sound? When my life's got me down, wanna hear that high, lonesome sound? Thank you very much. I'd play on. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while. Oh, gosh. Anybody here in love tonight? Got somebody they're crazy about? All right. I do a lot of slow songs. I like slow songs. I like sad songs. I don't like happy songs much. This one is a happy song. It didn't start out as a happy song. I wrote this song with a fellow named Max D. Barnes. Max was a great, 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 legendary country songwriter. He wrote some of the best songs. He wrote, Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes? Who's Gonna Stand Up Tall? For George Jones. And then the best thing he ever wrote to me was, You Don't Know About Lonely Till It's Chiseled in Stone. For Vern Gosden a long time ago. And we had the great opportunity to write some songs together long, long time ago. And he asked me to come over, and he liked my songwriting, and I was a new kid in town. And so I went out to his place, really nice big place out there in the country, and beautiful big house. And we sat and visited for a while. And so I had this idea that I'd been saving in my back pocket. I didn't want to show up and be empty-handed when I was going to work with Max. And so I had this song about this couple. It was really sad. They were going to break up, and they'd been together, and they weren't going to make it. So I sat down with Max, and he finally said, "Well, you got any ideas, kid?" I said, "Well, I got this one song." And I played him a little bit of it, and I said, "He'll love this, man. He wrote Chiseled in Stone. That's the saddest song I've ever heard in my whole life, except for Old Shep. I think Old Shep is the saddest song I've ever heard in my life." And so I played it for him, and finished what I had, and I said, "Well, Max, what do you think?" And he goes, "That's too sad." I said, "That's too sad?" I said, "You wrote Chiseled in Stone. That's the second saddest song I've ever heard in my life." He said, "What's sadder than Chiseled in Stone?" I said, "Old Shep." He said, "Oh, is that the guy, that's the one where the guy has to shoot his own dog?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, you probably got me there. That probably is sadder." But he said, "Kid, you got a great idea, but you're going about it the wrong way. You need to make it a positive song and not a negative song, not a sad song." And I made the mistake of saying, "Max, are you sure?" And he kind of chuckled, and he said, "Kid," he goes, "take a look around here and tell me what you see." And I said, "Really, really, really big house." He said, "Yep." I said, "A lot of gold records on the wall, Grammys, all these citations." And he said, "Yep." I said, "Nice new Cadillac out in the front." He goes, "Yeah, you might want to listen to me." I did. I turned it around, and we flipped it around and made this a positive song. And I was so grateful that I listened to the great wisdom of Max D. Barnes. And now I have a Cadillac just like he does. Look at us. After all these years together, look at us. After all that we've been through, look at us. Still leaning on each other. If you want to see how true love should be, then just look at us. There's couple number one right now. Look at you. still pretty as a picture. Look at me, still crazy over you. Look at us, still believing in forever. And if you want to see how true love should be, then just look at us. Been 100 years from now, I know without a doubt, they'll all look back and wonder how we made it all work out. Chances are we'll go down in history. When they want to see how true love should be, they'll just look at us. When they want to see how true love should be, they'll just look at us.
All right. Gonna have a dance off. 50 years, congratulations. That's pretty awesome. Somebody asked me the other day how long I've been married, and I said 31 years total. Add them all up. That was beautiful. There's a woman here today named Lucille who is 104 years old. I don't know where you are, Lucille, but way to go. I want to drink what you're drinking, baby. Tell you that. I met a woman many years ago. I was playing a show somewhere, and this woman came up to me and wanted to meet me. And the security said, "Would you meet this woman? She's like 103." And I said, "Yeah, of course I would. Make it quick." And she came back, and she said, she introduced herself. She goes, "I've been waiting to meet you my whole life." And I went, "That's a stretch." But it was neat. She says, "I want you to meet my grandson." I said, "That'd be great." He's like 72, and he's in a walker. He came shuffling up there. It was great. You can't make that stuff up. Here's a song that I wrote when I lost my father. I lost my father back in 1997, and I don't think I'd ever probably wanted to pick up a guitar and play one if I hadn't seen my dad do it. And we always emulate the things that our parents do, and I certainly was no exception. The fact that he loved music, he wasn't very good. He showed me 3 chords in about 15 minutes, and he said, "Well, you're on your own, because that's all I know." But he loved music as much as anybody. And I wrote this song for him when he went on to the other side. And it's called "The Key to Life." Beautiful out here. I love the rain. When I'm not playing electric guitar. Well, I'd love to hear my daddy play once again. Well, all the songs that he taught me when I was a kid. John Henry, Old Shep, and Faded Love. I fall to pieces on the wings of a dove. Well, just a few chords on the banjo, well, that was all he knew. But in the eyes of a child, man, his fingers flew. Well, I practiced and I practiced till I got it right. packed up everything, just took off one night. I made it from the beer joints to the opera stage. He said the only difference is what you're getting paid. And he didn't care that everybody knew my name. He said it's all for nothing if you don't stay the same. And when he died, the preacher cried and said, he's the lucky one. Well, he's walking hand in hand, God's only son. Well, my faith and common sense tell me the preacher's right, but I'd love to hear the banjo ring for me tonight. And I will honor my father with these words I write down. As long as I remember him, he'll always be around. Man, the pain of losing him cuts like a Randall knife. Learned a few chords on the banjo was the key to life. Yeah, the pain of losing him cuts like a Randall knife. I learned a few chords on the banjo was the key to life. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm saving that one for last. Dude, what? I love you too. Thank you very much. I've had a great day. I'm so grateful. Wayne, thank you for the invitation. Come out here and play music for these sweet people. You never get tired of it. I've done this for 50 years. Playing in front of people, and I never grow tired of it. I love it. There's no way I'd ever retire. What would I do? Play golf twice a day? Well, you got my number. Got my name, babe. So why don't you call me Little Liza Jane? You got that body, you got that frame. So why don't you call me Liza Jane? Girl, I got it bad for you. There ain't nothing I won't do. Just one kiss and I'll never be the same. Little Liza Jane. Little Liza Jane. Story, you got to know my name. So why don't you call me Little Liza Jane? Girl, I got it bad for you. There ain't nothing I won't do. Just one kiss and I'll never be the same. Little Liza. Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza. Ooh, little Liza. Little Liza Jane. Ooh, little Liza. Little Liza Jane. Ooh.
don't you call me Little Liza Jane. Tell me why don't you call me Little Liza Jane. Tell me why don't you call me Little Liza Jane.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. Well, I'm going to sing one more song, and I think the sun's going to come out. And still got some great, great, great music still ahead of you. And everybody wanted to hear this song today. I'll never go anywhere without singing this song. I wrote this song when I lost my brother 21 years ago. And anyway, seems appropriate to sing. The sky's so beautiful, even with the rain in it. It's pretty. And I hope I can come back. I hope you'll invite me back. Come back and see you guys someday. Yeah. I want to sing this song tonight for an old friend of mine that I haven't seen in a million years. We kind of just lost track of each other, I guess. He lives up in Boone, North Carolina. His name's Hugh Sturgill. We met back when I played in a band with Ricky Skaggs in 75, 76. And he just recently lost his beautiful, sweet wife of 46 years. And it just killed me that I saw him today without her. So we'll do this for old buddy Hugh and his daughter. I know your life on earth was trouble,
but raining.
And only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the pain. Gold is high on that mountain. The sun you were on earth is done. Go to heaven to shout love for the Father and the Son. Oh, how we cried the day you left us. Gathered round your grave to grieve. Wish I could see the angels' faces. They hear your sweet voice sing. Gold is high on that mountain. Son, you were on earth is done. Go to heaven to shout love for the Father and the Son. Thank you.
Gold is high on that mountain. Son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven a shouting. Love for the Father and the Son. Go to heaven a shouting. Love for the Father and the Son. Thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you. You betcha. Thank you, guys. Man, what a sweet day. I had a great day. Well, get me a Chick-fil-A sandwich and go to Nashville. It's going to be great. Y'all mind if I sing you a new song? Hell, it looked like I didn't know some of the old ones, so we'll see if I know any of the new ones. I sang that song, Go Rest High, on that mountain last year at the memorial service for George Jones, one of my sweetest friends and arguably the greatest country singer that ever lived. And I had a real hard time getting through that song at that service. Just because I cared, just because I loved him so much. Anyway, I write songs about things that move me, and things that matter to me. And this is a song that I wrote in honor of the great George Jones. This worn out old six string sure been a good friend. It's never let me down when my heart's on the mend. It's always willing to play one more song. And I feel a sad one coming on. Some dingy old bar room is where he used to turn till the bottle was empty. Man, that whiskey would burn. Life of the party till his friends were all gone. And I feel a sad one coming home. Oh, sing me the sad one. I don't like the fast ones. Keep pouring me something real strong. Oh, I'm drawn to the blue side since the king of broken hearts died. I feel a sad one coming home. Oh, the love of a woman, it saved Jones's life. He put down the bottle and he made her wife. He'd tear your heart out when he sings a song. I feel a sad one coming home. Oh, sing me the sad ones. I don't like the fast ones. And I can't bear that he's really gone. Oh, I'm drawn to the blue side, says the king of broken hearts died. And I feel the sad one coming home. Oh, I'm drawn to the blue side, says the king of broken hearts died. And I feel the sad one coming on.
Thank you very much. A nice hand for the great Wayne Henderson, kindest man in Virginia. Y'all be good. Take care. Keep take care of those kids and send them to school. God bless.
All right, the great Vince Gill right there.